Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's get with our guy, former GM in the bigs, of course. Jim Duquette does a lot of TV. You hear him on the radio. He's all over it. And we got to take the temperature of the sport. It's almost Memorial Day, so we have to do that. Jim, welcome back, buddy. How you been?
Hey, what's going on, Brandon? How are you, Tiki? What's going on?
Well, you're very
good,
well.
Man.
Look, we'll start with your old club, the Orioles, just to get it out of the way. I mean, they've been bad, man, really bad. But I've been reading a couple articles about some of the players there, like Andrew Kashner, and you remember last year with Adam Jones. Like some of these vets, they don't want to leave there, which is interesting to me. What's going on ultimately with the Orioles?
Yeah, they love Baltimore so much they don't want to be traded. I don't, you know, that part of it with Adam, you know, I think you can respect, you know, Tiki. You know, he had that no trade clause, right?
Yeah.
And even though that, you know, he could control where he wanted to go. He didn't want, you know, his family settled there. He didn't want to go somewhere that he didn't want to. There was only one team that really wanted Adam. It was Philly. You know, on the surface, you go, why wouldn't you take that, you know, for a postseason run? But there's a lot more factors to it, and some of them we didn't know personally. So I always kind of give those veteran guys a pass in that sense. Like, you know, we just don't know what's going on behind the scenes, and there was a specific reason why he didn't want to go there. Kashner, I can't quite understand, you know, because he's going to be playing for his next job, and he hasn't been established. He doesn't have a no trade. He said he'd retire. And I don't know. I don't think, by the way, he's that good of a pitcher that teams are going to be
clamoring
dying to trade for him, right? So, but I do think, you know, the Orioles are just it's a rebuild. They were pretty clear. They were mixed messages last year. They're pretty clear this year it's rebuilt. So Kashner, whoever else is, you know, that has any value, they're going to try to move him.
Yeah, and he's got a vesting option too, so his teams aren't really interested in picking that up if he should hit it.
Right.
A broader picture here, and this is kind of, you know, just a fan base picture. Has there been some attrition from the Nationals moving in there? Because you started to see a little bit. Can you give us details on what's happening in the D.C. Beltway area?
So, there has been, you know, if you guys are familiar with it, I mean, there used to be, when I was working there, it was probably, they felt 300,000 to 400,000 fans came from the Southern Maryland, Northern Virginia, D.C. area to Orioles games.
Yeah.
And as soon as they allowed the Nationals to come in right around, I guess it was 05, 04, yeah, I think it was 05, the fan base obviously started matriculating to the D.C. area and watched the Nationals. It's a lot easier drive. There's not as much traffic. I mean, there's a lot of traffic, but not as much as driving up to Baltimore. So it's cut into their attendance, and then, of course, with all of the stuff that was going on in the downtown area in Baltimore and kind of the feeling that it was unsafe, there's a lot of fans that have kind of said, you know what, I'm going to watch this on TV and not make the trek downtown. And so their attendance has really, really taken a hit. They still have some pretty good numbers on the regional sports network, but it's a tough call. It really is a tough spot there. And you know, there's rumors about them potentially moving. I think it would be hard for Major League Baseball to let them move personally, but that's a whole different topic, obviously.
Wow. I mean, you always hear about where's the next city. Does Charlotte get a team? Does Mexico get a team? You know, this comes up. Does Montreal get a team?
Vegas, of course.
I know that this is taking it down the road, but is there a leader in the clubhouse if they actually do relocate? Do you have a sense of where that might be?
There really is, and it was more of a thing that I had heard recently that I don't think, like, part of this is, you know, you'd have to get Major League Baseball approval. I think you guys know this, that they are not in great standing with Major League Baseball. They've had this longstanding lawsuit with the Nationals about the TV revenues that they're owed. So, and they've been they have a setup where, you know, if you want to dispute an arbitrate, you got to do it through the commissioner's office, through MLB. Well, the Orioles decided not to do that. They wanted to litigate the courts. Like, they're a very litigious organization. Their owner, Peter Angelos, is one of the wealthiest and best lawyers in the world. So they were going to take that thing head on. And so, yeah. Major League Baseball, they're not all that happy about the Orioles right now. So I don't think they're going to get a lot of support to move.
I got you. All right, so we're talking to Jim Duquette, former Major League Baseball GM, worked for the Mets, worked for the Orioles, obviously, as well. Radio, TV, and he's with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, you know, Jim, it's easy, and I understand why most people do this. It's easy to latch on and say, man, Bryce Harper, he's not hitting well. You know, he's doing this. He's hitting 235. He's got a WAR that's less than one. To me, that's not even the biggest story. I need you to tell me what in the world has happened to Jose Ramirez, because he finished the season incredibly poorly a year ago. Now he's hitting a .198. What happened to this guy?
I know. The power's gone.
Doesn't do anything.
It is one of the great mysteries, I think, because, you know, if you, you know, go back when he was, you know, just kind of coming up, they thought of him highly, you know, they gave him a contract, but it wasn't a huge contract. Mm-hmm. And then, man, he was in the MVP talk last year, right?
Yes, sir.
Final three or four. But like you said, he tailed off towards the end. I'm pretty sure he had like a wrist issue towards the end too that really wasn't talked about a lot, but he was dealing with some health issues. And then that unfortunately has bled into this year. And anytime I've asked about what is going on with Ramirez, I don't get any real specific answers other than, you know, he's working on some mechanical adjustments. And, man, you don't usually see this talented of a player struggle this long. You know, through 40, whatever it is, 44 games. It has been a huge, huge struggle. And it's a big problem for the Indians if he doesn't figure it out. I still feel like he will figure it out, but man, oh man, it has been a, I don't have a specific answer other than what I get back from their GM, which is he got into some bad habits last year mechanically and they're trying to work through and fix them.
Yeah, okay. You know, yeah, just to jump back to the beginning of BT's question, Bryce Harper had an atypical second or third month last year, but then he kind of corrected itself a little bit. But he's been struggling, as BT mentioned. Is this more the norm now for him, or should we expect to see him come out of this?
That's a good question. He has a lot of I would say you look at his swing, it's pretty violent. Swing with a lot of like moving parts. It's not a, you know, it's a multi-dimensional type of swing, right? It's not real. Like if you look at Anthony Rendon, he's the opposite of Harper, right? Very quiet, very not a lot of movement. And it works. Harper's got all this movement to his swing. He's working on quieting it down a little bit. And you know, he does help you in other ways, but you know, obviously the batting average is down. I think he's got like a 36% on base, so. That's where you've seen that, and you see some home runs, but it's been very, very streaky. Too much on the other side of it. I think I was talking to somebody with the Phillies yesterday about this. He has at least settled in mentally. You know, sometimes you see guys sign a big contract, they try to do too much, and they're trying to prove themselves, and they're trying to figure out in the clubhouse if they're the leader, or the outspoken guy, whatever it is. Like, this is the best he has been in terms of being comfortable in a spot. It so far hasn't translated into the type of numbers that we expect. I still think he'll get to those numbers at the end of the year. That's just the way he's been as a player.
But he's not what he was supposed to be when he was on the cover of Sports Illustrated, billed to be the next Mickey Mantle. He's just not that guy.
That's true. That is absolutely true. He's not, you know, the one of the top, you know, five or so players in the game, which is that's the way he's paid that way. He's paid as the number two. Highest paid player right now. He's not that type of player. This in the Phillies, I thought didn't have to move, you know, to this number that they signed him for. But you know, once the owner got involved with Scott Boras, his agent, and you know, all bets are off. And he seems to put a spell over some of these owners. So that, I thought they really grossly overpaid him, you know, for where he was. I mean, he wasn't going to sit out into the season like these other guys were.
No.
You know, so. I was surprised at the length and the dollar amount that he got.
I still think, and I wanted to ask you something on Keuchel and Kimbrel, but I still think that by, you know, at some point within the 13 years on the deal, when he's going to catch a groove and he's going to get on fire in that ballpark, which is the Wiffle Ball Stadium, and I think he's going to flirt with 60 bombs at some point. Not this year. He's going to have a hot April to do it, but he'll get his numbers. But the average just, this seems to be who he is average-wise. So, okay.
Yeah.
Keuchel. I'm going to give you three names. Keuchel, Kimbrel, obviously the compensatory pick. That's, you know, that is a deterrent for a lot of teams, so that'll get resolved after the draft. And Madison Bumgarner. Mm-hmm. Where's Keuchel going to be? Where's Kimbrel going to be? Where's Mad Bum pitching down the stretch?
Boy, I look at Kimbrel, and I think that of the teams that he wants to pitch for and the teams that need closers. And there's, you can look in the National League East, as you guys have seen, and you know pretty much every team could use bullpen help of some kind. I think that the Braves are the ones that stand out. He wants to pitch there. They need a closer. They don't want to give up a draft pick. Like, they have the money. Like, I feel like that's like destined to happen.
Okay.
So I would not be surprised if he ends up there. I would think, but for me, there was interest in Keuchel and still going back to Houston, potentially in Milwaukee. I think one of those two are the destination spot. Keuchel back to Houston seems to make a lot of sense. It allows him a little bit of an out, you know, from the ego side of things. Like, hey, I went back to my former team. I took a lot less money because I'm going to play for a winner. Like, and then he goes back out on the market. That would be my best guess there. And then
Mad Bum.
And then Mad Bum, I'll tell you what, the Phillies seem like they're the team. They need help in their rotation, right? The last, you know, let's say the fourth and fifth spot, a little bit of a question for me. They've been on Mad Bum talking to the Giants since the season started, I think. So, and they have the aggressiveness. Obviously, their owner showed that financially. I just think that everything's lined up. I would not be surprised if the Phillies make a big run and get Mad Bum.
Wow. Okay. Jim Duquette dropping some little bombs here on the show. Good stuff. Former GM, TV, radio, and just one of the real informed baseball guys out there. And a good dude, too. Jim, appreciate it. Happy
Bye,
Memorial
guys.
Day, buddy.
Yeah,
have a great weekend.
Too. Enjoy the weekend, guys. See ya.
Be good, Jim.
No doubt.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.